This is Unserious.
Hey everyone, Unserious producer and co-founder Micah Vono here with Upshots, a short version of Unserious to kick off your Monday morning with one quick idea that you can put to use today. Our guest today is Lauren Vono, a leader in learning and operations across companies like Apple, Facebook, and currently Roblox. Full disclosure, she also happens to be my wife.
Hi, Micah.
Hey, I assume we're not going to be talking about folding the laundry or doing the dishes.
No, I wanted to talk about icebreakers and team building activities that don't suck.
Oh, excellent. They usually suck. Okay, yes. So who is this for?
Anyone who is facilitating meetings, trainings, or events that you want people to connect with each other. So when folks are either working together for the first time, or they're working together in a new capacity, or maybe we're trying to work together better than we did in a previous sprint, icebreakers can be a really good forcing function to see the humanity behind each of the people around us.
Yeah. Icebreakers are super common. Do them all the time. It seems like people already have a lot of great ideas for them.
Yeah. And icebreakers are also notorious for being hated.
Yeah. I can think of a certain story about an icebreaker that didn't go very well.
Yeah. One time at a team summit, I was asked in an icebreaker with a high level director, what is your biggest fear?
Well, like spiders or?
Yeah. So a lot of people said spiders, but I panicked and said my real answer, which is Alzheimer's. And So if you want a really quick way to suck the life out of a room, answer Alzheimer's to an icebreaker. But also, I think that for a lot of people, it just didn't hit the mark. Like, mm-hmm. You don't want to drudge up someone's deepest, darkest fears and also force them to be really vulnerable around their peers. But you also don't want to force them to give a dumb answer like, oh, I'm scared of the dark or spiders or something.
Yeah.
No offense to people who are scared of spiders. That's fair. So when I'm building an icebreaker, I try to think about how can we accomplish those goals of participation, collaboration, and connection in a way that doesn't elicit a groan from half the audience. Mm-hmm.
So what goes into this?
A good icebreaker provides options for levels of depth. Some folks really like to connect on the surface level. And you know, other people make connections by going really deep and specific. And the secret sauce is for both of these groups to be able to harmonize, not meet in the middle, but harmonize. So you want your deep notes and you want your high notes.
So what's the first step here?
So first, it's important to think about your intention behind the icebreaker. So are you warming people up? Are you introducing them? Are you creating a sense of workplace sonder? Ooh. So it's good to craft your question in a way that it could be lightweight or really deep. So here's a couple of examples that I use a lot. First, what is your fantasy karaoke song? One that you would love to be able to totally nail, regardless of your actual real life singing ability. Mm-hmm. So this could be really surface level, or it could be super deep. Someone might tell you a song that they listen to with their dad in the car a lot, or maybe like just the latest pop song on the radio.
I love that because when I get those questions where there's one answer, I go in deep into the hole to come up with the right best answer.
You're like, I must query the database.
Yes. What's another one?
Honestly, this is my favorite get to know you question inside the workplace and out. If you could have any job for a year, regardless of how much it pays or your ability to get the job, just assume that you would get it and that you would be good at it. What would you do? One time I was meeting a senior director for the first time and I asked her this question and right out of the gate, she said, florist.
Wow.
And it really taught me a lot about her, that she appreciates beauty and a craft and connecting and being there for someone's special moments, all in that one word, florist.
Yeah.
Part of the secret sauce is like when you think of an icebreaker, you usually think about people talking to each other.
Sure.
You could try creating or designing or building something in small groups. a couple of ideas here, non-talking icebreakers. Give folks a small amount of Lego or pipe cleaners or paper and markers, random materials and tape, whatever. Break them into small groups. Give them a few minutes to build on their own, then combine their builds with their group and present what they made. The simple motion of a warm-up activity that involves using your hands will wake up your brain and make you more receptive to whatever the main event of your meeting is about. And the final step is rehearse it. A good facilitator doesn't facilitate something well the first time. They facilitate something well because they've tried it and they've worked on it and they've honed that craft.
Okay, so preparation. Let me make sure I got this right. So in that preparation, first, we're going to really think about what the intention is. And then that question really needs to be something that everybody can access. Like they could go lightweight if they want to. They could go super personal if they want to. They could think quick, think slow. And then a little watch out to be accommodating to the more quiet folks, which is why those icebreakers don't always have to be talking. They could be some of those tactile things that you mentioned, like Legos.
Yeah.
What are some of the other ways that we can make sure we don't screw this up?
Usually when someone is like, ugh, I hate icebreakers, it's because they're uncomfortable in some way. They either don't want to answer it, don't want to answer it in that group, or they think it's a waste of time. So think about what the objection could be and how you might alter your icebreaker in order to overcome it. The other pitfall to watch out for is playing the wrong role in the icebreaker. You're the facilitator. You're not the star. Everyone in the group is interesting in some way. And your job is to lay the breadcrumbs so that the participants can find those interesting aspects of each other.
Love that. Love that. Is there an expert mode to icebreakers?
Yes. I think that the way to up level is to really focus on introverts. Give people a heads up and give them an out. So something like, hey, it's 10 a.m. We're going to kick off at 10:05. As a heads up, we're going to do a quick icebreaker to start. So use this time to think of XYZ. Like,
introduce the topic then.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're asking them to share something about themselves, let them warm up and determine their own comfort level and how deep they want to go. Also give them an out. If I notice that someone really hates the icebreaker activity, I will just tell them on a break, like, we'll wrap the icebreaker up at 10:07. So if you want to come in at that time, go for it. But probably my favorite tactic to take your icebreakers to the next level is to call back to it later. So for example, if you ask people their karaoke song, make a playlist of those songs. You can share it with the group. You can play it on breaks, or if you want to be just like a little mean, if somebody comes back from break late, play their song when they walk back in the room.
A surprise walk-on.
Yeah. I also love like, what's your walk-on song? But yeah, like use the playlist on shuffle. If you need to call on participants, shuffle the playlist and whoever's song comes up, that's who's answering your question. It's just like a really fun and lighthearted way to call back to something that means something to each of your participants.
Love these. Well, thank you so much for sharing this wisdom. I know you're kind of for people who know you, you're kind of legendary at this activity. And thank you for sharing the secret sauce that goes into making it. I'm definitely going to put a little more preparation into my icebreakers next time.
I really appreciate you having me. Many of my coworkers at Roblox say, you know, you never know what you're getting into with a conversation with Lauren, but you know that you're definitely going to learn something. So I'm glad I was able to put that to good use today.
Well, if you want to learn some more things from Lauren, you can find her on Instagram under Hello Lauren Vono or on LinkedIn. And we've included a link to Lauren's cheat sheet with some bonus icebreakers in the show notes and at our website, unserious.com. Just click on the podcast link to find this episode. Thanks, Lauren.